Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Shipping is already, well, can be pretty complicated, but now you have to understand the changes to dimensional weights as well. Well, with us now to demystify them is Mark Levine. He's the CFO of Bubble Fast, and he and his wife Robin are known on eBay as the very famous top-rated sellers, Bubble Fast. Mark, what exactly is dimensional weight?
Hey, good morning, Griff and Lee, first of all. Good morning, at least to the West Coast, and good afternoon to everybody else, and thank you for having me on the show again. For those of us that ship on eBay, we know that if we ship boxes right now, ground, UPS, or FedEx, and the dimensions of the box add up to more than 3 cubic feet, then we have to compare what we call dimensional weight, which is the size of the box, against the actual weight. And whichever number is higher, that is what we pay, or what is called the billable weight. And FedEx and UPS Ground have been doing that for several years now. And that, again, just starts at 3 cubic feet. But as you mentioned, there are going to be some drastic changes coming around the corner at the beginning of the new year.
So what's changing?
Yeah, we're talking about USPS, correctly?
No, we're talking about FedEx and UPS Ground.
Okay, just those services. All
just right. Those services. And then we can talk about how to compare that with USPS later in the talk, if you like, because there's some interesting news there as well.
Yes.
But what is changing in 2015 is that instead of UPS Ground and FedEx Ground calculating dimensional weight starting at 3 cubic feet, they're going to be starting to calculate it from 0 cubic feet.
Ugh.
So now even your small boxes are going to be calculated with dimensional weight. And I think we figured that a small 12 by 12 by 12 box could weigh 1 or 2 pounds. I think it dimensions out to like 13 or 14 pounds. So we're all going to have to look for some alternatives come 2015 and how to better pack our boxes or how to find alternatives and carriers and how to ship those packages.
Well, so give us some tips. I mean, I got a lot of questions about this one, but I want to know first what you just said about keeping, repackaging to keep the weight down, but to kill, so at the same time, we still want to make sure the packages are safe. So
number
I know that you're a big
priority.
One for resizing boxes.
Yeah, the number
tell
one
us.
Priority, no matter what, is to keep your products and your packages packed well and safe, because good packing is the best insurance you can ever buy. But at the same time, now it's time to, be more careful with the way we pack, try to choose different packing materials that may be just as good as before, but maybe a little bit smaller, and to make sure that we keep the box sizes as small as possible.
Oh.
That could take up 2-3 inches of space. Well, maybe now you want to use bubble wrap instead.
Mm.
And instead of using the big bubble wrap, maybe now you want to use the small bubble wrap.
Mm.
And you may want to use a box resizer tool or carton sizer tool that can cut down the top of your box so you can fold the flaps over shorter and make the box a smaller package.
Hmm. Can we use multi-depth boxes?
Yeah, what are those?
That is another great alternative. There are many boxes that already come with perforations or bend marks on the sides at 2-inch intervals towards the top. And this is a great way to get your boxes to fold smaller. Not every size is available in multi-depth boxes, but that's a great idea, Lee. I'm sure you've used some yourself in the past. Otherwise, you wouldn't have thought of it. But that's a great way to, it also helps in, like, you can buy one box for several different kinds of packaging instead of having to buy all those different sizes. One size fits all because you can make it fit. All you do is cut down the corners and fold it over the flaps that are already there, and you've got yourself a smaller package.
So what, give us an example, if you would, because I want to make sure I get this picture in my head. You said earlier a 10 by 10 by 10 box that weighs a few pounds. What are we looking at? If you can, what's the difference in cost going to be for one of these carriers? And what are you looking at if you reduce that by half or whatever the best example is?
Costs are going to vary based on your individual deal that you've made with the carrier that you're using. So one of the things you need to do, now if you go 12 by 12 by 12 and divide that by 166, which is the formula used, it comes up to 11. So you may fit something in a 1 cubic foot box, and it may weigh 2 pounds, but you're going to be billed at your 11-pound
rate. Oh, my God.
So you want to keep that box as small as possible, or if you haven't heard yet about what the USPS has done beginning in September of this year, they are more aggressively going after the package delivery industry. And while UPS and FedEx are decreasing the size of their dimensional weights and increasing their pricing next January, the post office has actually decreased some of the package rates that will go after FedEx and UPS Ground. So they're trying to be more competitive. So, for example, without giving you exact numbers, anything that is in the 20 to 25-pound range, mm-hmm. In zones 1 through 4,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 5 to 25-pound range in zones 1 through 4, BubbleFast has found themselves using the post office a lot more than they used to because those rates have dropped drastically enough that it's more cost-effective to use the post office for packages now than UPS or FedEx Ground. So if you don't know about this, you need to build yourself a little chart like we do and say, you know, in this zone, in this weight, the post office is this amount, and do the same thing for whatever.
Well, we don't want to build little charts. Can you build them for us?
Build your own charts. Because all you have to do is you Google zone charts.
Yeah.
And what you do is you put in the first 3 digits of your zip code, and that will build you a zone chart for yourself so you know what zip code across the country, what zone it is from your destination or from your origination point. And based on that zone chart, you can now create your own rate charts from FedEx, UPS, and the post office. And it's very simple, actually. And then you can compare all the rates for all the packages that you ship. We do this for every single package that we ship. We have a
so are you saying, when you say zone chart, are you saying to Google the words zone chart?
Yes, you can Google the word zone chart, and it'll take you to the post office to the post office site, and you put in all the zones across the country are based on the first 3 digits of your zip code.
So I'm not getting this. I'm trying that. So I'm putting zone chart 951.
Let's try zip code chart.
I put zone chart and it came up, and then you put in your first 3 digits of the origin zip code.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, there it is. I see it now. Yeah. Okay.
And then you get the zone chart, and there's the zone chart.
Oh, there it is. Look at that. Oh, it's so pretty. I could print it out.
Yeah. And so now that'll tell you, because, like, you know, zone California to Illinois is different than New Jersey to Illinois. It really depends on where you start.
Yeah.
So by putting in your first 3 digits of where you are, that will tell you where what zones the rest of the country is to you.
You know what? We always love Mark and Robin when they come on, and Mark always has great advice, but this would definitely, this tip alone was worth your appearance.
Well,
I like it.
Well, good. So maybe you can, I don't know if there's a way you can post that to everybody or not. When you Google that, Griffin Lee, do you have the exact URL for that? Maybe you can tell everybody?
Well, so there's one single URL that then you have to, add the zip code thing. So you just have to.
Well, it's postcalc, postcalc.usps.gov/zone charts/
It's a fantastic tool that will help you decide, you know, what packages and what services to use for every package you have to deliver. It's something we've been using for years, and it saved us a tremendous amount of money over the years. The post office has great tools. And one more thing about the post office is you have to realize that with the post office, in zones 5 through 8, they did start using dimensional weight with 1 cubic foot. But in zones 1 through 4, there is still no dimensional weight with the post office because they deliver that by truck. zones 5 through 8, they deliver by airplane. It's the airplanes that are dictating that space costs more than weight. So zones 1 through 4 at the post office very often is going to be a better rate and a better option for you to ship your packages. So you really need to develop a good feel for the chart so you know package by package what the best carrier is to ship.
Oh, I love this. This is fantastic. Fantastic. So what if you have goods that are, I guess they're called soft goods, right? Things that aren't really that breakable. What's the most size-efficient way to ship these?
Well, you know, there's only so much you can do with a hard product in a box, you know, shipping a vacuum cleaner or something like that. I mean, the size is what the size is, right? But let's say you have a winter coat or a sweater or a comforter, something that has a lot of give. You know, we're used to putting that into an unlined poly mailer and just chipping it out because it doesn't need a lot of cushioning. Well, think about how much room you can have if you can squish that down. So we've all seen these ads as seen on TV for these storage bags, these vacuum storage bags.
Yeah.
You just attach the vacuum cleaner hose to it. It takes out all the air. It was designed to save you space in your house, so you can put it under your bed or in your closet or whatever. Well, I think you can get these at the dollar store for like $1 a piece or something, and there are a whole bunch of different sizes.
Oh.
This would be a great way to reduce the size of your soft goods, the dimensional weight when you want to ship it.
That's brilliant. I like it. Have you ever used one of those vacuum things for a
fire? No, I haven't, but I'm going to consider it for some things in the future. That's for sure.
Hey, Mark, thank you.
This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Up next, your call, 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.